A number of foreign companies suggesting that they still expect to stick with the Chinese manufacturing sector for the next foreseeable few years at least. When we talk about the Chinese government's goal of this Made in 2025 strategy, how do you see it progressing? I mean, are things moving along? Are we seeing the upgrades that the government has been hoping to make here over the course of this decade or so, John?
Yes, we are. I mean, China has got the strongest manufacturing base in the world because they've got a great not merely in size, they've got the advantages in infrastructure, logistics, and so on. I mean, for example, the Boston Consulting Group made great noise several years ago about how they were supposed to reshore into the United States by manufacturing. But the data shows that manufacturing hasn't even reached its pre-crisis levels in the US, and in Europe it's far below. Whereas China's continuing to grow. China's already upgrading because it's moved out of, if you go back 10 years ago, textiles or leatherware, etc., into personal computers, main things, electronic goods. So it's already going up market, and it'll continue to go up market.
Yeah, I think part of this push has been, of course, to get secondary manufacturing levels to a higher extent now, and basically, as you sort of alluded to, turn this country away from the low end to the high end manufacturing zones. What else needs to be done in your estimation? What areas do you think can and would be favorable, not just for local investment, but perhaps foreign investment as well, John?
Well, the big question is going to be to continue to increase the skills of the workforce. China's putting massive investment into infrastructure, which is really up to first world standards in many places. But on the other hand, still only quite a small part of its growth comes from skilling and training the labor force. And as as you go more up market, you're going to require more and more skilled people. So that's going to be the great challenge. Only about 3% of China's economic growth comes from upskilling the workforce at the present time, where it's about 11% in the developed economy. So you're looking at 10 to 15 years of massive expansion of the education and training system.
And what about outside investment, John, in particular? You've got companies like Siemens and others saying that, we're with China over the long term. But what areas are they going to try and focus in on, and what advantages can they attract, from the government moving forward?
Well, their advantage is that they're coming from much higher productivity economies. I mean, don't forget, despite the gigantic success of China, its level of productivity is still only about 24% of that of the United States, and about 33% of that of Europe. So the outside foreign companies are going to have an advantage in high tech things for not for years. They're going to have it probably for a couple of decades. So they're going to have big niches in higher technology sectors. But China is increasingly filling up space, not really in the low end, because it's really losing that space like Bangladesh, but what you might call the medium-level technology. That's where China's really strong at the present time.